now the Federal Drive with Tom Temin.
Hello and thanks for joining us on this Monday, January 22nd, 2018, first weekday of the great government shutdown of 2018, 6 minutes past the hour. I'm Tom Temin. Our producers are Lauren Larson and Eric White, our web editors Michael O'Connell and Terry Wing. Coming up in this hour of the Federal Drive, Congress has done a lot to reform the Veterans Affairs Department, but it's not finished. We'll hear from the Senate Armed Services Committee chairman. Plus, military shippers find there's a lot of useful management software out there in the private sector. Those stories and much more ahead during this hour of the Federal Drive. But first, it was a long night for members of the Senate who didn't have enough votes to pass another continuing resolution and keep the government open past Friday. Both the House and the Senate have been working and negotiating throughout the weekend to try to come to an agreement on some sort of appropriations, but they haven't been able to. Government remains closed and some federal employees are furloughed. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me now to tell us what federal employees should expect today, and we hope not past today, but maybe through the week. So, Nicole, let's start with the Monday after a shutdown. What should feds be doing today after we say it all depends?
Well, you should be going to work. The Office of Management and Budget put out more guidance Saturday morning about the shutdown, acknowledging that, yes, the government is closed and here's the next steps. And those next steps include coming back into the office and performing closeout activities. So that means first things first, you get into your office, you check your email, you look for your furlough notice if you are furloughed. You set up those out-of-office notices on your email, your voicemail. You check in with your manager, who should walk you through the furlough process. I think there are a few forms that you have to sign. And that all should take about 4 hours. If you finish before 4 hours, sounds like you can go home. Otherwise, you're paid for about 4 hours of work to get those closeout activities done.
And that means no telework secretly in the afternoon.
That's right. You are forbidden from using a government-issued laptop, phone, etc. You can't check your federal government email throughout the government shutdown if you are furloughed. You can't telework. You can't do anything that you would normally do.
That means contractor employees that are on location at federal agencies. What about them?
So that's a tricky situation, and a lot of it depends on the state of your individual contract. So if you still have money that has been obligated, hasn't been spent, the contract is still going, and that obligated money is there, in many cases, you may still be working. And if you're a contractor or a vendor, you should check in with your agency contracting official to see the status of your contract and whether or not you're expected to come into work. Buildings are still open. You can still get into the building. But again, if you're furloughed, you shouldn't be coming into the building past that Monday morning time period.
Yeah. In fact, I was at the Capitals game downtown last evening, and the Portrait Gallery was open. I mean, there were some places people were wandering into federal facilities.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in a minute, I think, with some of the things that are still open and closed and all of that. And
okay, but before we do, let's talk about pay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You might ask what's going on with this. In Congress, there is a bill, the Federal Employee Retroactive Pay Fairness Act, sponsored by Don Beyer and Rob Whitman of Virginia. There is a Senate companion now. That House bill has about 80 sponsors and at least 20, I want to say, in the Senate. So there are people who have gotten on board with this. I know there's also a bill in the Senate and the House to pay the military and also death benefits. That's another thing that's been coming up lately with getting military death benefits during the shutdown. So that's, you know, the status of those bills. They haven't been voted on. They're still pending at this point.
Is there one in the Senate also?
There is one in the Senate, yes. Another interesting turn with all of this is while you're not getting paid during a government shutdown, members of Congress technically do. And many of them are coming out now to say, I'm going to withhold my pay during the time that the government is shut down. There's also a bill out there from a couple Senate Democrats who've said that we think Congress should officially withhold pay during a government shutdown.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, and OMB Director Mick Mulvaney said this shutdown is going to be different than previous ones. What's the evidence of that?
Well, you mentioned the museums that you saw last night around the Capitol, the different things that might be open this time compared to 2013. And I would say it's still a toss-up whether or not this shutdown is truly different than 2013. Some parks are open. You know, we spoke with some senior administration officials. They talked to reporters on Friday night, and they said that, you know, we're making a big effort so that the visible signs of the government are open, and at least to some extent. And so, they mentioned you're not going to see barriers around the National Mall. Some of the museums are open, although I think not all of them. Some parks around the country are open, although, again, I think not all of them. I saw on Twitter this morning that the Interior Department had worked with states and private entities to keep some of these parks in some places open. I think over the weekend, though, the Statue of Liberty, though, was closed.
That's interesting because, a contractor is not going to work for free.
Right.
National parks do have some volunteer people.
Yes.
But they can't have people give free service to the federal government. So it's a kind of a complicated issue.
Yeah, it's a little unclear to me how they're getting around this. But at the same time, OMB has been hammering home this use of carryover funds, appropriations that you got maybe back in 2017 that you haven't used yet. Some agencies, I think, can use that in different ways. I know that, for example, some agencies like the Patent and Trademark Office, they are able to kind of keep going for at least a short period of time. Maybe after a week, they might have to re-gear their plans.
Right. And Scott Pruitt, the administrator of EPA,
yes,
said they would be going for, I think, a week
at
or so.
At least a week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it might depend after the week, but I guess we'll see. As far as the number of federal employees furloughed this time in 2018 compared to 2013, unclear. The administration didn't have a total number, at least as Friday night, they didn't have a total number. But we know back in 2013, about 850,000 federal employees were furloughed for most of that 16-day shutdown. So we'll see what those numbers are.
It seems like a lot of the agency guidance wasn't all that fine-tuned as of Friday and going into early Saturday. Do you sense that more of them are coming out with detailed plans, or people have to really get there to find out?
I think they're going to have to get there to find out. And, apparently agencies have been sending out those notices, formal ones now, over the weekend and into Monday. Some agencies, I noticed, Housing and Urban Development Department, for example, they had a really good frequently asked questions for employees that lay out exactly what they were going to do. They detailed that their gym would be closed, for example, on Monday of a shutdown, but other buildings would be open.
And daycare centers at some of the larger buildings, that's a big issue for many, many feds.
Yeah, I think they said they would be open on Monday.
Well, that's good. So while you're being furloughed, at least your child is being cared for.
Well, I have no idea how that works, but right, yeah.
And as far as federal civilian contractors to federal civilian agencies, we don't know what their plans are. I mean, in the case of canceled contracts, I did hear from one company that is going to provide at least a week's pay for people, I guess on the bet that this thing won't last much longer than a week.
Right. That always is the big issue, because while Congress can pass a bill for federal employees who receive those annual appropriations and that's how they're paid, to receive back pay whenever this all ends, contractors don't have that. There's no guarantee that they'll necessarily get retroactive pay for the time that they haven't been working. So it's kind of a toss up, what happens here. Again, though, if they have obligated funding that hasn't been spent yet, though, they can in most cases continue to work.
Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out her stories at federalnewsradio.com and keep it here at Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com throughout the shutdown for all the latest news. Still to come on Federal News Radio, Congress has done a lot to reform the Veterans Affairs Department, but it's not finished. We'll hear from the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee chairman. But first, military shippers find there's a lot of useful management software out there in the private sector. It's the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.